It's Tuesday, 25th of November 2014. This is HPR episode 647 and Idol Dogcast Planet Live 2014. The cooking show. It is hosted by 50 and 50 and is about 21 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to 50and50@signlinuxmusement.com or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is Ogcast 2014. We cook dinner. I drink beer. A time is had by all.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Seven of them that I can't separate.
Okay.
So I put them back in the ball. The problem is because they haven't rested, the gluten isn't behaving.
Okay, well, we're gonna need more.
I know.
Do you need me to help you? Just when you roll them out, butter them. Don't roll them out and then roll them out, butter them in the video.
That's what I was doing. I have two up for you, and then you are gonna have a dry cue for a little while. Those all need to be rolled in butter. So. Yeah, I'm going to start buttering again. Phil.
Yep. And we are being recorded now.
So we are making quema paratha, and we have like a 4 or 5 person assembly line. This is 50% whole wheat, 50% all-purpose flour.
No, it's bread flour.
It's mostly bread? Okay.
No, it's half bread, half whole wheat.
Half bread, half whole wheat with some dry milk and water. And that. They're being rolled out now. Yeah, I'll probably see. They're being rolled out. Rolled flat, buttered, folded in half, buttered again. And then that resulting in a fourth of the size. We divided 4 batches into 48 balls. After buttering and folding and buttering and folding, they're rolled back out. And after they are judged sufficiently flat and sufficiently big, they're probably what? I don't know, let's say 3-4 inch triangle. You take 2 of them and you stuff a bunch of ground spice meat in between, roll them flat again after pinching the edge shut. Then they're fried on the griddle and served with a bunch of honey packers and broadcasters. Are you panic washing the place?
I'm just a quick rinse on the pun.
Well, that's what you get for running a farmhouse. It's like, I hope these are washed. I hope they were put away clean.
That was a buttered one, or that was a fresh one?
These are fresh, yeah. We had a couple that we tried to roll them all out and stack them, and that didn't work too well because the flour started to be. So that one's rolled out. Fold in half, butter again, fold it. Second time, I roll that back out.
It's okay, this will taste the same.
Biggest problem about being the butter in between these layers is that you squeeze, sometimes you get a butter pocket and it'll squirt butter halfway across. I think I've got a couple pieces of backsplash. The biggest problem is because they stuck together, I had to recut the dough. The dough hasn't rested, it's fighting me. And I guess for the podcast, we'll get you the full recipe. The recipes are not copyrighted.
Go. Thank you.
Those two are butter. This one is not rolled yet.
Okay.
We have this ridiculous production line going on where it has one person rolling them out, one person buttering them. First person rolls them back out again. Third person stuffs the meat, and fourth person rolls that and cooks it. That was really fighting me. It's one of the big things about dough is you have to let it rest.
There's so much of it.
If you don't let dough rest, it bites you. The gluten does not stretch appropriately and it becomes a spring instead.
No, I have another one.
That one rested in the range for a couple moments. Those listeners. I'll hold it flat, you butter and fold it, and then we'll rest for a quick second.
We got the puffer.
Somebody wanted to, where's their knife? Oh, good there. We'll have to have somebody describe what these taste like.
We're just taking the first tray out to all those guys that are sitting out there at the table what aren't helping us.
Rat bastards get eaten first.
Not always works.
Was this buttered? This one was.
Okay.
It doesn't, if it's not buttered, it's not the end of the world. It just doesn't taste this good.
Right.
Yes, we're doing all this for flavor. I mean, you get some of the fat, but...
Oh, that's good. I like that.
This was butter. I can see that.
Once you're done with that, I'm going to eat somebody else with fill and roll. I'm trying to cook, and it's cooking fast now. Because it's really hot.
The shutterbug in there is back on his original job. Tankinator. He was doing the filling. I didn't have a cue for it, so.
It's like bringing up and just tells it there's more.
It's amazing when you go to a house and it's like, oh yeah, it's fully stocked. It's like, what does that mean?
These yours were what was here?
They were what, that's what was here.
Yeah,
we didn't bring any dish towels.
Oh, you got 28. Pretty nifty. You got caught up?
Yeah, finally.
I didn't want to make Dewey, huh?
Just using my bench scraper to try to make seven balls out of eight slices.
The best you can.
Yeah, for the listeners, we had several of these little pancake-shaped pieces of dough balls, all rolled out, but then when we stacked them for further processing, they decided they were too attached to each other.
So, yeah, if you're going to... We just didn't have a room in this kitchen to do.
That's pretty nifty, though. What year was that made?
What?
The camera.
That's probably three or 4 years old now. They have a couple newer models. I haven't felt the need or the expense to upgrade.
So. Right.
Might as well send a shout out to Nat, the last known god, who is currently installing cable right now while the rest of us live out his dream vacation for 2014.
Anyone send the pictures yet?
I need some more butter.
I've been posting them.
Okay.
The ones I
can. Can I have some more butter? I just need to butter this.
When we're done eating, we all need to get together and get them.
Is this the squish?
That's the squish. I'm so glad I cleaned the counters.
No.
I have no idea I'd be able to do this.
It doesn't matter if there's meat or things in the tray, because everything is meat.
Since we haven't told the HPR audience who we are, we're the crew that went to Outcast Planet Live 2014 on Memorial Day weekend, and we've been all day at the
Noble's Amusement Park. We decided not to eat out, so we came back, and
everybody but me rode roller coasters all afternoon, but I'm too big a chicken to... Yep. just not my thing. So I kind of did my own thing, and a good time was had by all.
I hear that sizzling going on. Yeah, we're kind of jumping around a bit, but
tomorrow we expect to visit Centralia, Pennsylvania.
That'll be a fun show.
That's for those of you who don't know, this was a coal mining community back in what, the 1970s or 60s, something like that. But the whole coal field under the town caught fire.
Sorry, we haven't set off a smoke detector yet. That's usually a good sign. Tank, are you even or odd? What's wrong with this one?
It's just too small. No, we can't cover the meat.
Yeah, it's just too less meat for the last ones. There's just not enough.
No.
Yeah, it's cut it down to like 30 grams.
Yeah, we were sticking 50 grams. Is that better?
Yeah, but it's gonna be too much.
Just do 30. Sorry. Yeah, the best ally you have in a kitchen when making anything is a food scale. Definitely. Now, obviously, if you're doing this, like, quote, authentic, and you need to use ghee, it's clarified butter, but sort of in the middle of a farmhouse, you don't have time to clarify that butter, which is to heat up to where it's boiling and skim the milk solids off.
So you're all left with that.
There's only two people there. Okay. Smell them. They smell good. Okay. Very good. Yeah, we pre-mixed the spices beforehand. I mean, normally it's like a multi-stage thing where you spice the meat and then you... You heat the oil, then you add some spices to that, and then you... add the onion and the garlic. We just used onion powder.
What?
I've got four balls, three rolled out,
yeah.
And he's even. So he doesn't need, because it's two per, so I'm actually off.
What did you do? Where's the other one?
I apparently miscounted. I'll just make the one. I was expecting him to be on. Maybe we miscounted the glob there. It was actually 8 or 6 or something.
But anyway, we'll break Centralia, the coal underneath the ground. Back about 40 years ago, ignited. It has been 62.
Yeah, it's right here. That's a little. That's a quite almost 40 years. Is it 62?
It's not turning on.
Oh.
But the point is, the coal underneath the town ignited and has been burning ever since. And
the town really doesn't exist anymore.
The government moved them out.
For almost everybody. And so what's left is an empty asphalt grid that is being rapidly overgrown with plant life.
And a few conspiracy theorists.
Who still live there. There is an ambulance and fire station that is still there that is not affected by the fire. And there's an abandoned section of Pennsylvania 61, which is a wild ground for the people. It has a very interesting remix culture. You go there, you come back a couple months later, and some of the graffito that was left there has been sprayed over, changed, remixed, vandalized. People had pieces there and there. There's a rich remix culture. Because you can't really sign your work and you can't really protect it. People alter it, spray paint fades. It's sort of a de facto Creative Commons. Every once in a while, if you're interested in how a road is put together, it's a fun place to go because you can actually see it split open from the subsidence. I don't know if we'll see any tomorrow, but sometimes there's a good portion of the coal catches on fire and you can see it steaming. Might be able to roast some marshmallows. I wouldn't eat marshmallows, but I could roast them.
And if this reminds anybody of a plot for a horror movie you may have seen once, yeah, there's probably an inspiration, right?
Silent Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Silent Hill is a video game first.
Right. Well, I know if I see a dude in a pointy hat with a big long sword, I can't run very well. All these people outrun me, so I'm the one that's going to get.
It's probably a bear. I'd give a bear a pointy hat if they want to. We're done by that.
Okay.
You better be the last one.
I'll wash my hands then. Flour off of them.
It! Wait, what?
What?
What's even on my mod?
Put it on that.
She cannot stir.
Can you put the meat away? Put it in the fridge.
What meat?
That meat. Oh. What meat? Don't you try to be meat away because the fridge is so full of meat.
Right.
Oh, we're fine. I managed to get it through the way.
Can we clean some of this pile?
Yes.
I'm going
to. The most important part of the meal preparation process is to clean up afterwards. I'm being sarcastic.
Well, otherwise you wind up having to do it after you play Cards Against Humanity for several hours.
Yeah.
That would be a fun idea for a show. Record a Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, no. You don't want to record them.
Why not?
Then you can't be as defensive because somebody has it on record.
That never stopped me.
So, yeah, I was suggesting hooking up the webcam and starting a Google Hangout.
Oh, God. That's just over the top.
Well, that's what I was afraid of. People would feel self-conscious should we do something like that.
Yeah, just come back.
Probably right. Wouldn't bother me, but someday you'll go in for a job interview.
You'll be like, why did you play that shit card? And you had these in your hand. And that would be the best outcome.
That's what I would say.
So, Ken, no Cards Against Humanity, HPR. Sorry, I tried to talk him into it.
We just talked you out of it. Because it's not fun to hear other people play cards. You want to play with them. That's different.
Yeah, that's the experience we had on KPO. There's a way to do it through IRC that we found.
Yeah, pretend you're XYZ's alive. Right.
I'm having this prejudice.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the meat.
Can you light this again?
Yes. It's fun being in a farmhouse where there's no automatic ignition on the
farm. Sorry.
So, were you guys in the room? Yeah. Only the last few minutes, I just started at 4.
Alright, just in front. Is that enough?
We probably got about as much as the HPR audience can stand.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, the recipe will be in the show notes. You can try it yourself.
Okay, so to HPR and Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, we're going to be signing out from Saturday night. At All Cast Planet Live, Memorial Day weekend, 2014, 3:30, Peggy, and Last Known God, you really should have been here.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Heka Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.